We're talking with Captain Max Hardberger. You are the author of Seized, a sea captain's adventures battling scoundrels and pirates while recovering stolen ships in the world's most troubled waters. Sounds like a really interesting read. Now, did you pose as one of the pirates to actually catch these guys?
I have in the past. I mean, I posed as a bad guy, not as a pirate, but I pretended to be in on the scheme or are able to help these guys steal the ship themselves, but in actuality, I was working for the owner, so that's one tool.
Now, not to confuse people, we're not talking pirates like, you know, the eye patch and the wooden leg and a parrot on the shoulder, right?
These guys are more likely to be in a three-piece suit in a boardroom, I'm afraid.
Wow. And, this is a real problem, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
This is a real problem on the world's oceans, right?
Oh, yes. It's a much bigger problem than anybody knows because world attention is focused on the armed boarding kind of pirates, but the pirates who really get away with the stuff are the pirates who nobody knows that they're doing it, and the court records are doctored, and nobody knows that the ship was actually stolen, and so it flies under the radar.
Now, what is where would you say in the world is the absolute worst place for pirates right now?
Well, for the type of piracy I'm talking about, it would be clearly Venezuela.
Okay.
Venezuela is virtually a lawless country, and any foreign ship that calls Venezuela is in real danger of being seized for a bogus claim.
I would think the coast of Somalia or one of those places.
Well, but you know, the thing about it is that the pirates that operate off of there, you can defeat them just by armed resistance. You know, it's open season on pirates. Nobody's going to get in trouble for killing pirates.
Right.
But the pirates that I have to deal with, you can't take that approach much as you would like to. You have to deal with them more surreptitiously.
Speaking of being armed, how come all of these ships don't have armed guards standing on the rail? I mean, I would think that would deter these guys from even coming near the ships. It's amazing, you know, we see it on TV. They're in these little rubber dinghies, and they actually scurry up the side of these huge ships and take them over. Why don't they have armed guards standing guard?
Well, public perception is changing. There was public policy against arming merchant ships for a long time. That's changing, and the U.S. Coast Guard is now advising ship owners, merchant ship owners, to arm their vessels. And it's important to note that a modern merchant ship is virtually a floating fortress. You know, the pirates, as you just mentioned, they have to scale 30 to 50 feet up the sheer side of a smooth surface, and the bulwark around the ship forms a perfect defense for firing and armed resistance. So I think armed resistance will very soon put Somali pirates out of business.
Now, when they capture these humongous ships, what do they do with them? I mean, it ain't like you could take it to the garage and, you know, like a car or something, and retrofit it and put it back out on the water. I mean, you think it's pretty obvious.
Well, no, they just take them to the coast of Somalia. There's no government in Somalia. There are no police to do anything about it. So you just drop anchor in shallow water. You try to find protected water off the coast of Somalia, and then the ship just sits there with the pirates on board until the ransom is delivered.
Wow. My co-host, Val, back.
I have a question. Whatever became of those, I think they were British citizens. It was a husband and wife. Do you have an update on whatever became of them when they were seized by these Somali pirates? I've always wondered what happened to them.
The last information I have, which may be the same, was as of a few weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, they had issued a videotape. They were still in captivity.
Yeah, and they were wanting like millions of dollars that the family didn't have access to?
Of course. I mean, these were just, you know, common people sailing around. They don't have a ship-owning company behind them to raise, or insurance company to raise millions of dollars. So they're in pretty bad shape.
Wow. We're talking with the author Max Hardberger, I should say Captain Max, the author of Seas, a sea captain's adventures battling scoundrels and pirates while recovering stolen ships in the world's most troubled waters. What is the one thing, the biggest thing that you'd like folks who read this book to take away from it?
Well, I think it's really kind of the age-old fight between good and evil. I hate to put it in those terms, but the people who try to steal ships are evil, and the people whose ships are stolen are often men who this ship represents their entire livelihood. Their family depends on it, and if the ship gets stolen from them, they have nothing. So I kind of like to see myself in terms of somebody, they can't find anybody else to do it. I'm the only person I know who does this, and so I'm kind of happy that there is someone they can turn to.
And speaking of you personally, what's the closest in danger that you've been?
Oh, I've been a lot of them. It's hard to say, but I've been arrested in foreign countries. One of the worst moments was that story I told at the end of Seized, where I thought that the ship I was trying to extract had gone aground, and I was going to have to swim to shore and make my way on foot 4 hours to Port-au-Prince in the middle of the night, in the middle of the revolution. But it worked out better than that. So that might have been the scariest moment.
Well, 15 years, and how much longer do you think you'll do this kind of work?
Oh, I don't have any plans to quit. You know, I'm still young and healthy, so I'm ready to keep going for another 15.
Well, a lucky life you have lived, no doubt about it. We encourage folks to pick up the book Seized, and it's about you, isn't it?
Oh, it's not just me. It's about the business, really, and about a lot of other people.
What would you say is the biggest ransom that pirates have gotten away with, the biggest amount of money that they actually were able to pull off successfully?
Well, you know, I don't know directly. My understanding is it would be around $15
million. Wow. And these companies will pay it because they really have no other choice. I mean, people's lives are in danger, right?
And well, not only that, but you have a $100 million asset in some of these vessels that to the insurance company and to the owner, it's getting a $100 million vessel back for $15 million when there's no other option is, I suppose, a bargain.
I know when these stories started breaking on the news a few years ago, it's just hard to believe that we have pirates in modern day, you know, 2010, but I guess they've been around pretty much forever, haven't they?
Well, it's the world's second oldest business.
We won't visit the first.
Well, we'll pray for your safety, and if we ever take to the high seas, we definitely want you as our captain at the helm.
Yeah, I'd like to keep your cell phone number
absolutely
handy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And if anybody seizes your ship, just give me a call.
Amen.
I imagine you know some of the good fishing spots as well.
I'm not a fisherman. I should be, but it's strange. I'm just not a fisherman.
How can you love boats and water and not love fish?
He's fishing for fun.
I know. It's an odd thing.
All right. Well, Captain Max, thank you so much for spending some time with us. The book sounds like a fascinating read.
Thank you, guys.
Anything to do with pirates, we're all about it.
Okay. Hey, be safe.
I will.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.